Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Kia ora koutou, nau mai, haere mai ki tō mātou, puna wa pāho te whakaaturanga o mō reere rawa e mara. Welcome to the Freaking Dangerous Bro Show, episode 6.
The final
episode of the Locked Up Limited series.
Uh-huh.
Netflix special.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Nope. Podcast.
Nope.
No.
Lost
no,
it. No, you no. Had it good. You had it good, you just had to stop.
Mm-mm.
Also... available on
still,
TV,
you're still going.
TVNZ on demand.
Mm-mm.
On the road
going.
Nope.
Frickin'
wow,
dangerous.
Wow, having a stroke.
WWE.
What?
Having a stroke. Oh my god.
What?
Call an ambulance.
Laptop. Ring light.
You're just saying things
in your room now.
Spider-Man vs. Venom. San Antonio
Spurs.
Oh my god. Anyway, this is the last episode of the series. How are you guys going? How is everyone?
Wow, so drunk.
We made it to the end.
How are you guys going?
James, we're recording at 9:20 in the morning, and James is already lit. Like he's like, yo,
he's wasted.
I'm a party boy, man. I'm still drunk from last night, baby.
What happened last night? Tell us.
I did a bag of coke. Just a bag.
Speaking of coke,
sorry, I've been watching Succession, so there's a lot of lots of white people doing coke on that show.
Speaking of coke, me and my wife and my daughter, we went to.
Uh-oh, this is a bad start to the story. If you're going to talk about coke,
me and my wife went for a trip, and my kid went to a trip.
We went to the beach for a little trip.
Okay.
We're waiting for the coke connection.
Just to take her to the, you know, our daughter Corfire to play in the sand.
Yep.
Yeah.
Saw a dirty plaster in the sand. That was gross.
Beaches are kind of gross.
Beaches
are nasty, bro.
And on the way home, Chelsea wanted to stop and get some fish and chips. So we stopped. We got some fish and chips and two cans of coke. But then what we have to do is drink the coke secretly so that Corfi doesn't see the coke.
Because she wants it.
And so we don't want to give the coke. So we have to hold coke behind our backs. And then while she's not looking, we like have a sip and then hide it away again. But then if she sees it, like she saw it and then I just had to scull the coke. Like, just fucking hammer it down and then give her the cans because she just wants to play with the can, really. But then there's people in public looking around and it looks like we give our daughter coke. They're, like, walking past and she's playing with the coke can. Like, and we're like, and they're like, Bloody Mary's giving their kids coke. And like, come on, man. Hang on, man.
My younger daughter is, I think, addicted to coke.
Oh, yeah?
And they're like, bloody packies over there giving their kids coke.
But, any race, whatever ethnicity you are.
No matter what. If you get your kids coke, bloody crackers
bloody
over there giving their kids coke.
Yeah, it's just, find the slur. Like, yeah. It's just all bloody...
No matter what ethnicity, there's one guy who goes around saying, bloody whoever is giving the kids coke. He's out there looking for ethnicity giving the kids coke.
It doesn't even make sense because it's like no longer a stereotype. Like,
just, like... No. He's just one dude looking for anyone giving their kids coke so he can throw a slur at them. No matter what they are.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you don't give your kids coke, Jermaine.
Yeah. Bex, you... Whoa.
Yeah, we just glossed over that.
No, we don't. I mean, God, it's bad that I'm wearing a coke hat.
I didn't even notice that.
But we don't give it to her. Like, she doesn't get, like, a can. Like, if me and Shola drink... I mean, me and... what was her name again?
Just Shola. Like, it's
Byzantine.
Fine.
I'm going to call her Byzantine.
Byzantine. The Empire.
Is that what the new thing is?
Yeah.
The new... You name your wives after Empire?
Choose an Empire. I choose Byzantine.
Yeah, me and Trojan just recently
That's not a... Oh, Trojan. That's an empire. Is that an empire?
Yeah, you just think condom, but not condom.
No, I think horse.
Yeah, I think horse.
Yeah, but it's an empire as well.
The Trojan Empire.
Why, where do you think the horse went into?
No,
someone's house in Yulin?
No,
you
no,
think
the
someone
horse...
just gifted the Trojan horse?
No, no, the horse.
The horse is from the Trojan Empire going into another
Byzantine.
The horse is
it goes
not...
to the Greeks, does it?
Right, okay.
I don't know who it goes to.
So your partner is Trojan.
Yeah, condom.
All right.
And who's your partner, Shabay?
Chelsea.
The Chelsea Empire?
The Chelsea Empire.
Chelsea Sugar Empire? Yeah.
The Chelsea Sugar Empire. That's what she is.
So,
speaking of which,
if me
no brown sugar in supermarkets at the moment. So.
Why? Racism?
I don't know. Only white sugar
allowed. James. It's person of color sugar.
POC sugar.
You got any POC sugar? I want to go into a grocery
We're
store.
We're not
and
a
ask
monolith.
If they have POC sugar.
And just
watch them. Huh?
Hey, you got POC sugar? What aisle is your soft POC sugar in?
Soft POC? You soft POC? What a soft POC.
I thought that maybe...
What's the recipe? 2 cups of soft POC sugar.
You should make a filter, a plugin that you can put in your Google Chrome or whatever that changes any instance of the word brown to BIPOC, so BIPOC.
Yeah. My favorite singer, James BIPOC.
Man, that guy was the man. Sorry, Pax, you were talking about being a bad parent.
Yeah, I forgot. There's so many instances. I forgot which one it was.
Was it when I gave her a gun or what? I can't remember.
I do know that once the first time... Well, she kind of has had a taste of Coke because there's always a little bit left
there's always a dripping.
There's like dribbles and she does have like Coke residue around her mouth. But she likes the crinkliness of the can, the aluminium.
Don't let slurry Jeff see that.
Hey, Jermaine.
Yeah.
Before we move on, so, you know, like we said, this is the last episode of the Limited Run series. Mm-hmm. It's the last one, and I just want to apologize last week for not having the stings ready. I know that I know that even if you're playing as a gag, and I was also disappointed in myself for not having ready. So I just want to say,
I just want you to know that I wasn't doing a gag.
Okay. Right. Okay. Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah. Right. I was pretty.
Makes this even better. Because I just want to say,
like,
Jermaine,
look. Let me just get this out. James, like,
yeah,
I care about this podcast. I've been thinking about. I think about it all week, and I'm like, what?
And you know
do
what?
Do you think about it every day?
Yeah, thinking about it
of
every
your
day.
Life.
Yeah,
every waking moment of your life.
Not every waking moment. I mean, let's calm the hell down.
Okay.
I'm so angry. But
yeah.
I think about it a lot, you know, and it makes me wonder, like, does James care about this podcast or is he just,
mate,
you know?
Of course I care about this podcast. And you know what? You know what?
What?
Especially, like, all that to say, I apologize. And so this week I've got your back.
Do you,
I've
wait,
you
do
covered.
You, James?
I've got stings
you,
for every
James,
segment out the
do you,
wazoo.
Do you apologize or do you apologize?
I apologize. I don't apologize.
You don't apologize.
No,
you
I just apologize.
Okay, you apologize.
But I'm drunk. Leave me alone. But I just want to say, any segment you throw at me, I'll have a sting. You know?
Okay.
Do you want to hear some of my stings that I prepared?
Well, yeah, okay. Well, how about...
Because we're not going to do all of the segments.
Okay, well, let's just throw
no, wait. Okay, throw me secrets, you know?
No.
Just open that.
Okay.
All
right, it's time for secrets.
All right, who's ready for some secrets? Here we go, secret time.
Secret, secret time, secret, secret time, secret, 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 secrets.
Great. Okay. That's cool.
Do you know what I mean?
Can I close it? And I close secret time.
Yeah.
You have to tell a secret. Tell a secret.
Tell a secret real quick.
When I was 12 years old, I hit a kid.
Well, that's okay because he was 12. All right, close it. Close it. Close it.
All right, who's ready for some secrets? Here we go. Secret time. Secret, secret time, secret, secret time, secret, 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 secrets.
But the kid was 6, so it's not so okay.
throw me a picture sketch. Open picture sketch real quick.
Could I just say, that one has a real, Yu-Gi-Oh vibe to it?
Yeah,
like it does have the start of like an anime that's been adapted for the West vibe.
Yeah.
Big time.
Okay.
Open picture sketch.
All right.
Okay, let's do picture sketch.
All right, I heard you boys had some ideas. Well, you know what that means. Picture sketch. Wow. All right, picture sketch real quick.
All right, I've got an idea for a sketch.
There's a 12-year-old and he hits a 6-year-old.
All right, close the secret.
All right, I heard you boys had some ideas. Well, you know what that means. Picture sketch. Wow.
All right, James, what other secrets have you got?
What the hell is this?
All right, let's do our favorite segment. What the hell is this?
I have a question. What the hell is this? What the hell is this? What the hell is this? What the hell is this?
Guys, do you know what this is?
I don't know what the hell is that?
This is the countdown thing they have going on where you get Lego things, but they call it bricks, and my daughter has bitten into the packet. Close the segment.
Oh, wow. I have a question. What the hell is this? 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 I heard...
Is there more?
I don't know. Well, do you have a legacy on you, or...?
Oh, okay. Let's get legacy. Go.
All right. Who's ready for some legacies? Put your hands up. Fuck yeah. Lego, legacy, Lego, legacy, Lego, legacy. Wow.
All right. From one of our Wellington shows, someone wanted their legacy to be support for young people. Close the segment.
All right. Who's ready for some legacies? Put your hands up. Fuck yeah. Lego, legacy, Lego, legacy, Lego, legacy.
Wow. I love that.
Anyway. I've also got. Does anyone have any clarifications?
No.
Yeah, I do. Let's go to clarifications.
Clarification. I'm gonna clarify this because I said I don't quite agree with it anymore.
James, let me just tell you something, James. Let me tell you something. You have never done better comedy than what this was right now. You consider the rest of your comedy career a failure. Everything you've done is a failure. It's terrible.
All your bits suck. Everything sucks.
This is true. Anyway, Pax, what's your confession?
Clarification. That 6-year-old that I punched in the face was a real asshole. Close it.
Close the segment.
Clarification. I'm gonna clarify this because I said it and I don't quite agree with it anymore.
Oh my gosh.
Incredible. Anyway, I just saw all that to say. I'm ready,
Pony doesn't want to stop the podcast only because of those things now.
Oh, God. Does that make up for my disappointment last week, Jermaine?
100%. Like when you think of the rhythm of how a joke works, right? It's build, 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 It's unfunny, unfunny to have a strong punchline, right?
Yeah.
That is just the ultimate.
But like,
there was actually, I had legitimate anger and disappointment. You know, like imagine an audience sitting there, you're telling a joke, they're getting angry with you, they're disappointed in what you're doing.
The tension is high,
and then you bust out that beautiful collection of.
I will say, I did make a clarifications one that was also clarifications, but halfway through doing it, I was like, what am I doing? I've got the perfect clarifications thing already.
Oh my gosh.
Fantastic.
Anyway. Should we actually do a segment?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We've got three segments planned, but
yes.
As usual, we'll probably aim to get through.
We'll aim to get through.
So let's start.
We've already done five segments, so
we have done a lot of segments. let us start with the James, I think you were gonna do this one.
Is it? Oh, yeah. Which one is it? Mailbag?
No. The self-care tip of the week.
Oh, self-care tip. Yep, sweet. Okay, here we go.
All right, you know what time it is. It's important to take care of your brain. So here's the self-care tip of the week. Self-care tip of the week. Self-care tip of the week.
It's time for the self-care tip of the week. So, another fun fact. If you're watching this on the video, I've got a new setup and I'm now in my room, my bedroom, because I can no longer use the spare room that we were using before because our flatmate's coming back. But so that's our bed right there. Mm-hmm. And so I made all of these things while Esther was reading her book in bed. And so I was just in the corner room going, self-care, tip of the week, self-care, tip of the week. And she's like, what the fuck are you doing?
But were you also getting into it like that?
Yeah, I have to, or else it's not going to sound good. And then at the end, she'd be like, wow. And she's like, why are you saying wow at the end?
You're like, don't you listen to the podcast? James, you're frozen. Oh, wait, you're back now.
Yeah, you froze.
Oh, did I? But yes, so that's... okay, self-care tip of the week. The reason I want to do this one before we end the series, the locked-up series, is because... You know, we're about
before,
to head
before
out.
You get into your self-care tip of the week, I've got a self-care tip of the week.
Oh, no, you do yours first.
Punch a six-year-old. All right, go.
Oh, my God.
Fuck. Sorry, Pats, I should have let you have that one.
No, please.
No, please. Be my guest.
It actually feels really good for someone else to jump on this horrible, like, kind of gross thing to say. You know, like, it felt bad to be on the island myself, you know?
You had solidarity.
And for you to jump on with me, make me feel
better.
Now that you've
pointed out how gross it was, I would like to make a clarification. James, can you open clarifications?
Hold on.
Well, no, you have to close self-care tip of the week first.
No, you can open it within.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to clarify this because I said it. I don't quite agree with it anymore.
I was just doing a silly gag, and I apologize for anybody that was
who's six.
Anyone that was harmed by that joke.
Fair enough.
I fully apologize for the harm that I caused.
Well, that's clarified.
Yeah, clarified.
Clarification. I'm going to clarify this because I said it. I don't quite agree with it anymore.
My favorite part about that is how it opens on beat and then very slowly you guys diverge away from each other, the beat and your rhythm.
All right, go.
Okay, go.
Okay, the reason I want to do this is because we are about to go out into the world. So for context, Auckland is about to enter a traffic light system, which means we can do shit now. We can roam. Yeah. We can leave the city soon.
Everything will be open, and there'll just be limits to the amount of people who can go to the places, and limits to unvaccinated people probably can't go. I haven't looked enough into it to know.
Yeah,
I think it's just retail. They can do retail, but they can't do like haircuts and restaurants and stuff like that.
No, well, I think some businesses can just decide. Only
true.
Vaccinated people.
Yeah.
But so we're about to go outside. We're about to quote unquote be free to do what we want.
But what is freedom?
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's a good question. What is freedom?
I don't know, man. I don't even know if I have a tip. No, I do have a tip.
Okay, go ahead.
Just don't push yourself to do anything.
Are you coming up with this tip on the fly?
James, no, like 10 minutes ago, we were like, hey, what segment should we do? Like, we're having a meeting before. What segment should we do? James, I've got a self-care tip of the week. It's like, oh,
who
okay,
did you
cool.
talk to?
Who did you just talk to?
Is she giving, no, is she giving you a tip?
It was I heard you need a tip. Tell them they need to have scented candles or something. Okay, bye. No, I'll tell you the truth. Okay. I'll tell you the reason.
And I want the real truth.
My original self-care tip was pick up something that you love doing as a child that you haven't done in ages. Mm-hmm. And
like punching 6-year olds?
And find love in it again.
Laugh at it, Jermaine. Laugh at it. Jermaine, you
no,
laugh.
He just want to clarify it again.
Jermaine, you laugh.
I don't want to open in more clarifications. Like, Jermaine, I'm just...
But
you open up your
wanted,
goddamn mouth
I wanted
and you
it
laugh.
To be like... But I didn't want to...
I would
but then I realized, I was like, we're about to go out of lockdown. People aren't going to have time anymore because they're going to be out doing stuff. So yeah. I was like, you need a new tip, cunt.
I'm
coke?
I'm not gonna go out and do that yeah. much stuff.
So exactly.
Yeah, me neither, because
whatever you're comfortable with.
Oh yes, yeah, so
you know?
This is your new tip of the week.
Yeah, so what all that to say is the new tip that I want to give to people is just because you can now, if you don't feel comfortable doing it, you know, because of the safety of your family, your friends, or the people you live with, or yourself, don't do it. It's all right, you know? Don't be like, oh, I'm not going out here doing shit. It's all right.
I think all that goodwill you created with that great comedy has been destroyed by the shitty tip.
Yeah, that was what? Like, that is just a...
Also, fucking jack off or something. Feel
okay,
good.
It's getting better.
You can't bring it back with that. Look, James.
Yeah.
I think you need to give a better self-care tip of the week.
Either you just apologize or you give a better self-care tip.
Yeah.
Pick one.
Okay, I'll give a better self-care tip.
Because look, that was a horseshit self-care tip of the week.
Yeah.
I'll give a better self-care tip. All right.
And horse shit is quite good. It's quite useful.
Yeah, you can use it to fertilize the garden and stuff.
Fertilize your farm.
Yeah.
Dinner.
Throw it at people.
Yeah, well, you fertilize the food and then you grow the food and then you eat it for dinner. Yes, James?
You grow the food and then you eat the horse shit and you throw the food away.
What kind of people do you throw it at, Pat?
Are you going to... Huh?
What kind of people do you throw the shit at?
The younger kind. Laugh, Jermaine. Laugh, goddammit.
Oh, no. Come on, James. Give us your self-care tip of the week.
I can't breathe.
Oh, no. Does it quietly under his breath? Oh, no.
I made this worse.
Yeah, you actually have. You've enabled him.
I made it worse. This is all my fault.
I don't know. Fucking... Okay. Here's a genuine self-care tip.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, go!
Go!
Say your fucking tip!
Make yourself a little pick-me-up Spotify playlist of your favorite music. So... All your favorite music that you know makes you happy and puts you in a good place, and also even making that playlist is fun because it makes you rediscover songs that you love, and then you've got a happiness playlist that boosts that not happiness, that's not right, but a booster, a mood booster playlist catered to you specifically. Look at
I
that.
I think that's an okay you know tip. I think that's an okay tip. But
that's
let me
every let time me, when I was single when I was. Seeing women, that's what they'd say as well.
Let me tell you something.
Jermaine liked that a little bit. It was enough.
Well, literally every time we've been saying tip so far, I've been thinking, don't do it, don't do it. Like,
me too.
Like, literally
every single time
every
I hear
single
tip,
time. I go, every single time.
Should I do a dick joke?
I was like,
nah, I'll leave it.
Just leave it. Like, let's just commit
leave
to it being a health tip. I mean, I don't have a problem with your self-care tip of the week.
Is that a good tip?
I think it's an okay tip. Here's my thing. So what I enjoy, and it doesn't give me a boost, but it gives me something. There's this particular podcast that I listen to, and it's called Heavyweight. And it's a guy who people come to him and they'll be like, there's a thing that's happened in my past and I want you to help me it's lift the weight off my shoulders is why it's called Heavyweight. It's a weight that's been
It was hosted by The Big Show.
No, it's not because of that.
Oh.
And so this podcast has a mixture of humor and sadness, like quite a lot of sadness and emotion, but then kind of some kind of hope as well. Mm. And it's this mixture of these real human emotions that actually makes me feel good.
Mm.
It's you feel
not
real.
Yeah, it's not just the happiness. It's also the kind of the sadness
melancholy.
And the toil of, you know, like feeling things. And sometimes I listen to it and I cry at Jason, like I tear up and I'm like, it's quite emotional. Mm. But that feeling is nice. Like there's a catharsis kind of to the whole listening of the podcast. Anyway, so that all that to say is, James, I think in the Spotify playlist, I think you can include songs that generate emotion, you know?
That's true. Like maybe there's like a love song that you have an affinity to because you listen to it when you broke up with a certain person, but it still makes you feel things. It's all right. Feel those feelings, right? Is that the...
That reminds me of a conversation me and Byzantine had a couple of days ago about this idea of happiness versus like long-lasting joy. And we were talking about this idea around like, if you're... It's really hard to chase momentary happiness constantly, right? Chasing like fleeting happiness is really difficult. And what makes it difficult is that one, it can be hard to find it at times. And two, it inevitably goes away and then you got to find it in something else, right? But we're talking about this idea of like, how can you establish and sustain long lasting joy that exists even when you're in tough situations? Even when you're in situations that you outwardly perceive as bad situations, like stuff that you feel is a challenge in your life, you still have that long-lasting joy sitting within you. And you feel joyful, even though you can recognize that this is a shitty time. You still have that joy sitting in you. And like that is real hard to establish. But if you can, through like, I don't know, surrounding yourself with people that make you feel that joy, meditating regularly, having practices like reflecting on your day at the end of the day and thinking how can you improve the next day, like
mindfulness,
like all those kinds of practices will eventually
becoming a Baha'i, you know, all these kinds of things.
You know, listening to the teachings of Baha'u'llah.
Things. I mean, look, it will help. It will speed it up. But I'm not saying
we joke, but spiritual practice is in there for real, right? Whatever your version of spiritual practices.
Whatever allows you to... To me, spiritual means what you can't see, right? And what you can't see is your emotion, your inner, like, you know, how you perceive the world and all those kinds of things, and whatever it takes for you to, and like it's not going to happen, I mean I don't have it yet, it's not going to happen overnight, but like it's something that me and my wife Byzantine were talking about, and like like really thinking like how can we strive to like establish that,
you know,
watching shit from as soon as the kids go to bed and we just watch shit till midnight, it's fun, but at the same time it's like it's not great because then you wake up tired and like it's all these little things that like add up, you know.
Because you have to take care of your physical as well as your mental.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you believe all those beautiful nuggets of insightfulness and wisdom came from the same guy who punches six-year-old ones?
I was 12. I just need to reiterate, because we've gotten quite far from when I first said it. We've been a lot of time from when I first said it. So just, if you're popping it now, I was 12 when I did it, all right? But that six-year-old was a piece of shit.
Hey, also, that person has emailed us before. He listened to the pod, right?
No, that was a different person I punched.
Oh, my God.
That was a different person.
That's right. No, but
was he okay?
He was 13. No, he was 11 and I was 14.
Is this the other one or is this this one?
No, it's a different one. Two different people I punched.
This is the other one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Monster.
But also find inner peace.
I think there was a lot to take from Pax's what Pax just said there. But I also think that what Pax was talking about is, I think you've just articulated the idea of like the meaning of life, kind of, you know, like what brings you joy. Like, I think a lot of people kind of think of this in a way. You've articulated it in not a different way, but in a way. But yeah, that idea of like finding what makes you feel good or feel like
alive
whole or whatever. Yeah. But I also think there's room for the little things along the way to kind of lift you or to help you.
Oh, by no means am I saying that. You know, like,
it's a waste of time going for a run, man.
I recognize that what I said makes it sound like looking for happiness in those momentary kind of endeavors is a waste of time, but it's not.
Yeah.
Like, those are helpful as well, but I think it needs to be like in unison with like a more long-term vision of like, how do you want to be joyful long-term?
It's like, I think there's ways as well, like, you know, like if watching your TV shows at night is part of your self-care.
Yeah,
but it's like maybe not doing it to the point where it's detrimental to your physical health, right?
Yeah,
that's where you're trying to get at with that. So like,
totally.
Make sure that it's in balance with everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it is like wild there, because I think when people do say happiness, like when they use that word, like often they are describing that fleeting feeling of like, you know, like whereas like it's a difference between like. This is going to be real eat, pray, love, cheesy, but like living and just existing, you know, like are you just around or are you like actually present and like taking in the people, you know, and connecting with them, the people around you, and like are you like enjoying this? Like I've started doing this thing where I'm like, because usually I will, when I have a meal, I prepared a meal and I'm about to eat it, I like will look for like something on YouTube to watch, or I'll put like a thing on a podcast
to just maintain that sense of like fleeting, like, oh, I'm entertained, therefore I'm happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've tried this thing like recently where I'm like, I'm just going to eat my food and I'm going to try to just taste the shit and make it,
man,
like, you know, have the sensory experience of the food and the textures. It's nice.
I've caught myself doing that so many times where I'm doing something exactly what you explained and I'm trying to entertain myself, because without the entertainment, I feel like I'm not in a place where I'm happy. But you just kind of realize that that is just kind of that never ending desire to be momentarily happy, but rather like, what actually will you have more long lasting joy if you stop and you actually experience the thing you're experiencing.
Yeah. So like you're emptying the dishwasher, like, but and you're like, man, I love this plate. I remember when I bought this plate.
That's when you turn on a podcast.
Yeah. I was gonna say, if you're listening to us right now, don't you dare turn it off.
Yeah, you eat your food with us in your ears.
No, you're eating that shit, okay? Enjoy that lasagna, Greg.
No, I agree. Like in terms of like I love food, you know? And so if you're sitting down to eat a meal, it's like enjoy that meal, you know? But then there's other things I don't like emptying the dishwasher. And so that's when I'll listen.
Do you know what
podcast,
this is?
You know?
This is us now understanding why. Do you know when you're growing up, your parents were always like, no phones or like no games at the table or like just you're here with the family and you're like, oh, I just want to play my fucking game.
When I was growing up, my parents were more like, hey, no abacus at the table. You know what I'm saying?
Hey!
Because you old.
Hey,
old
stop carving that stone at the table, Jermaine.
You old.
Look up for one.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm old as fuck, y'all.
I love, you know what, Jermaine? I love that. I think you should lean into that brand, man.
Yeah, man.
I think it's great.
Lean into the brand and do like old stand-up shows and like old
stuff. It's also like, you know what you need to do? It's like, you need to be rabbit us at the end of 8 Mile. That's what you need to do. You need to be rabbit and Papa Doc us. Need to beat us to the punch.
I know, but it's also...
It hurts?
No. It doesn't hurt. It hurts more when you guys do it. But it's also, I think, more enjoyment for the listeners when you guys do it. You know what I mean? Like, for me to just do it, that's not as entertaining as you guys roasting me and me feeling bad. You know?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong. Maybe you're right.
That's the true joy, is roasting your friends.
Yeah, that's long-lasting
joy. That's long-lasting
joy. So anyway, all that to say, my self-care tip of the week is find your old friend. And Tom, they're fucking old.
Close the segment.
Oh my god, that ended up being actually quite good.
Yeah, all right, you know what time it is. It's important to take care of your brain. So here's the self care tip of the week. Self care tip of the week. Self care tip of the week.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful. Okay, now we're going to do the mailbag. Because,
Ooh.
Oh, let's play the sting. Just play the sting.
Okay, well, look, I have a problem with this.
What?
Uh-oh, looks like I don't have a sting for this one.
Psych! Generic sting, generic sting. Use this as you wish!
But let's open the actual mail.
I just got out of
mail.
I ain't going back!
Alright, mail time.
Alright, mail time. So,
do we have mail?
Yeah, so what I've done is I've gone through our old emails and I found ones that we didn't reply to for various reasons. It was mostly because we were off, like we weren't doing the podcast.
Yeah.
So I've got four here, so I'll just kind of go through them and you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the first one is
four.
Yeah, there's four here.
Okay.
The first one's from Stephen Gallagher, who's a long-time listener.
Yeah.
Long time friend. Mm. This is from when the last iteration of the podcast ended. So right, it must have been around the last episode.
Yeah.
So he said, "Kia ora, as an avid fan of the pod, it's been such a great thing to look forward to every week. But as I listened to the latest episode, I had a feeling that this time was going to come." So I guess he's kind of expressing what people are feeling right now.
Mm. Yeah. You know, so it's relevant still, which is good.
The fact you guys dedicated so much time to the pod for so long for no other reason that you wanted to is awesome, and I appreciate that you did that for the listeners.
Oh, that's nice.
Hope to still catch the occasional pod if you feel like it. That actually happened.
Mm-hmm. We did. We felt like it.
But also excited to see your TV show, Is There an ETA? That also happened.
Yeah.
Also, Jermaine, ngā mihi kia kōrua on the news about the pepe. Oh, because we secretly told the podcast that that me and Chelsea were having a baby. That's awesome to hear. Felt genuinely happy for you both. Thanks for the memories. FDB, hope to have you in Wellington for a gig soon, which I don't know if that happens.
I'm going to say no, that didn't happen.
Legacy. No, it might have been the year of Legacy.
We did Legacy.
Did we stop doing the podcast?
We were there. No, we were in Wellington while Legacy. We were doing Legacy and we were podcasting in Wellington at the time. Anyway. So that was from Stephen. So thank you, Stephen.
Beautiful.
Thanks, Stephen.
Beautiful. Okay, so this is one from
a year and a half too late, if you ask me.
Yeah, sorry, but okay. So this is one. I actually replied to Stephen in that one. I just said thanks. You know, you're a great dude.
Like now?
Get fucked.
No.
Back then.
I replied.
Oh, we just didn't know about it.
Yeah, because only
you're
I.
A secret.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Great replies.
Jermaine is actually having an affair with every person who sends mail.
Okay. God damn. So this one is from Glenn O'Callaghan. Heading is #FGN. So I think he's obviously a Vipe Nation.
Oh, actually, no. We're on Vipe Nation aligned now.
With Sloppy Joe's of Vipe Nation sympathizers.
So this is a bit of a throwback. Anyway, he says, Kia ora Matua James. I suspect he meant Jermaine, but he said Matua James anyway.
Hey.
Because
I'm young.
Yeah. Anyway, he goes, firstly, an apology to you fine gentlemen for sleeping on your podcast for so long. Recently got into it. Shout out to Little Empire. Oh, yeah. Little Empire Podcast Network.
Hey, shout out to Tim Batt.
Shout out to Batt. He goes, and I'm working on my way through the back catalogue up to the first Jermaine and Method Man episode to give context. So that's like halfway through.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd drop you a line to say that you guys are freaking hilarious, bro. Oh, that was a good thing.
Nice little
name of our group.
Play on our name, eh?
Hilarious, bro. Maybe we'll change our name, eh? This is based on old Glenn.
Nah, definitely not.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Glenn. And hope that this gets read out on air. Oh, it is.
Oh, it's happening right now.
A year and a half too late,
if you ask me.
So that when I get current, I will hear this. My own personal time capsule, if you will. Matua, you keep talking about your awkwardness in social situations, and I'm willing to offer my help as a wingman. Visually, we would make good comedy together, and I'm at ease in any situation, so hit me up if you need a wingman. #VipeNationSticksTogether.
Here
we go. He then says, as far as I'm so far behind, I'm not even sure if what I'm referencing is still relevant. It's not. But that's not entirely your fault.
That's not his fault at all.
Yeah.
If not,
enjoy my imposed trip down memory lane. I'll finish by saying, it's Beyonce, bro. Method Man would be chill if you got down on that Beyonce action. #FGM.
Yeah, but the thing is, Jermaine, it is Beyonce, and I don't understand.
For new listeners, they asked if I'd hook up with Beyonce, and I said no because I'm married.
A running gag and is so that Jermaine is loyal as fuck. The most loyal husband you've ever met in your life.
The many traits of Jermaine. Angry Jermaine, loyal Jermaine, and that's kind of it.
Cutie pie Jermaine.
Pie. There's a bit of a cutie pie Jermaine.
He had a hair clip in his hair just before. He looked like a cutie pie. He took it out before the pod because he's embarrassed.
Nah, it's because it got in the way.
He's shy. Look at him. He's shy.
I'm not shy. I'm just awkward in social situations.
Yeah, you're shy.
You're shy.
You're shy.
You're so shy.
All right.
And now you're angry.
All right. I'll read out the next email.
Whoever that was. Thank you.
Yeah, what was
that was
name?
Glenn.
Thanks, okay. Glenn.
Shout out to Glenn, man.
Sorry that you got to a point and we just ended.
Yeah. I hope that Glenn is listening to this version because that'll be cool.
I hope so too.
If you are Glenn, get back to us and we'll read it out in another
version. In the next
version. Time we're locked down again and we have time to record, and or a rich patron gives us like $1,000 per episode, in which case we will do it.
Okay, here we go. So this is from, I'm not going to say their name. So this is from Drum Agency, and the subject is, are you ready to take the Colonel's challenge? And it says, hi, freaking dangerous bro boys. How is lockdown treating you? I'm really missing my friends, decent coffee, so we have a challenge for you. A sure way to get your hands on some chicken dollars to take straight to your local KFC drive-thru. We can also offer chicken dollars for your followers to win if they take the challenge too. We all know that everyone is on TikTok now and having some real fun with it. And home workouts has seen a 72% increase in popularity on the internet. So The Colonel couldn't resist combining them both and adding some flavor to the trend. Do you think you can move like the KFC Colonel? To keep in touch with his fans and keep fit, he has released a 2-minute dance routine designed to help you move those wicked wings and dip it low like you would those chips and gravy.
Oh no. Oh no.
If you are feeling restless, shake it out with the Colonel Sanders step-by-step dance guide with moves such as the twister, the coleslaw crunch, and the pepper mayo slider. There is no doubt you will have worked up a sweat and earned yourself some of the secret recipe chicken. We want to challenge you to the Colonel Challenge by posting your version on your TikTok, tagging in hashtag Colonel's Challenge, and then tag a mate who you think would rise up to this challenge. We'll reward you with a handful of chicken dollars. please find the video on Facebook and the TikTok version. So I think we've missed a real opportunity here, guys, to jump on this Colonel's Challenge trend.
When did this get sent to us?
This was last May. So yeah, so it was
first lockdown.
Yeah, first lockdown.
Do you know what is now fun?
I'm just gonna go out on a limb and say that this Colonel's Challenge didn't take off.
I also, if the pod was still ongoing after this episode, how fucking funny would it be to do it now?
Oh my god, that'd be hilarious.
Colonel's Challenge now.
To start doing the Colonel's Challenge. Oh my god.
Like a year and a half. A year and a half too late, if you ask me.
It's just so funny. Like, it's, I just find it hilarious that an ad agency is trying to make a TikTok trend.
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't surprise me at all, dude.
No, it doesn't surprise me, but it's the worst when corporate agencies try and make organic TikTok trends.
It's so funny, like, they're sitting in their boardroom, like, all right, what can we do to market KFC? TikTok's big. Oh yeah, dancing. Or what about KFC dancing?
But also the audacity to combine fitness and KFC is just like mind blowing.
Yeah, I was like, where are you going with this? When they were talking about people working out at home, were they going to be like, they're idiots and they should just eat KFC? That's so interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, missed out an opportunity, though.
The reason I didn't mention their name is because I feel bad about roasting the person who sent the email, because it's not necessarily their
idea. Doing the job. It's fine.
I mean, maybe they are passionate about it. That was fine.
Also, pay us in real money, not chicken dollars.
That's the other thing.
Where can I spend this on? The chickens, like the chicken supreme? Like, where probably... I don't want to enter the chicken economy.
That's probably why. I glossed over it. Like, if they'd gone, we'll pay you like $10,000. I would have gone, hey boys, KFC just offered us $10,000. How do we feel ethically about this? And you two would have gone yes, and I would have said no.
$10,000 worth of KFC, would you?
Not KFC.
No, I would want just $10,000, and then I'd go buy the KFC with $10,000.
But it's the option, you know. It's the flexibility of being able to choose what I want. What about a lifetime supply of KFC
for one ad?
What about a year's supply of KFC? That's less.
That's less. Worse.
Oh yeah, I'm in. Nah.
The only way I'd do an ad for KFC is money.
A lifetime supply of KFC,
Big stinking pile of money.
Here's the thing. If they gave me, like, so let's say $5 million, right? Do an ad for KFC.
Yeah.
That is such a high fee. I love that so much.
And then I'm involved. It's fine. Whatever. And then they're like, do this campaign for a year, right?
Yeah.
And I do the campaign. Immediately after the campaign, I'd be like, people don't follow my... Lee, you don't have to.
Oh,
eat
you
KFC.
Would, but, you would, but Mike, it has you to would be... Mike King it. You would Mike King it.
I don't know,
because you know how he did pork, and then he was like, actually, pork's fucked. Like, as soon as like that campaign was finished.
Oh no! But
like,
that was...
really? I didn't know he did that.
No, he got educated while he was part of the campaign.
Sure, but what I mean is like the optics of like being real into it hard out, and then once you're like done with the campaign being
but it's different. He was into a hard out. And then during the campaign, he learned about farming, all that kind of stuff. And then came out, he was like, that sucks. I would go into it knowing that I don't want to encourage people to eat KFC. But
$5 million.
Money. And then at the end, I would say, don't listen to what I said for the past year. Also, here's $1 million to some cause that will, you know.
But it would have to be enough money to justify burning all those bridges.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd have to be enough money to justify burning the bridges.
I mean, that'd be some Robin Hood shit if you got $5 million and then they would probably want more because you got that much. But then you donated like $2.5 million to fucking
they don't know how much I got. Like, they don't go, I don't say I got $5 million for this. I just go, look, here's $1 million to this. Here's $1 million to this healthy eating.
I got $5 million for this, and here's $10,000.
I'd be like, here's some healthy eating, not some health, but, you know, like a healthy eating kind of charity so they can get their word out and that kind of shit. Like, that's what I'd do.
While you're in your yacht. And it sails away into the Mediterranean, you piece of
eating
shit.
Eating KFC.
with the irreversible damage you did in the year of the way you were plugging KFC.
Eating KFC by choice because I think it's delicious.
I love KFC, bro.
And I want KFC now.
I'm going to get KFC.
Anyway, we have one more piece of mail in the Instagram.
Oh, no. There's one more piece of mail. It's very quick. It is from, I don't know if their name is Benson or if their name is Kristen. I assume Kristen. The picture looks like a woman.
Okay.
The subject heading is no subject. And the body of the email says, hi, ?
Oh, hi.
And that's
hi?
It. That's it. I think there's also a lot of BCCs. So I think they've just emailed 120,000 people and just said hi and fished for a response. And I said, hey, how you going? You are beautiful in your picture. Would love to catch up sometime.
Oh my God. The king of falling for phishing scams. The most scammable man in New Zealand.
Did she respond?
No, I didn't do that. If we'd got it now and we were talking about it right now on the podcast, I 100% would do that, and this would be a great running story.
That would be,
you know, what's
so
annoying?
Funny.
We've come up with multiple running stories in the final episode of this thing. Like, there's that. Well, there's your stings, James.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I feel like now we've. That's it's got big time season finale vibes. It's got big time season finale vibes.
Me having multiple stints of violence towards people younger than me.
Fuck. It's season finale, you know? Like, it's a culmination.
That's all the emails that actual emails. James, you have one other.
Here's a recent message from. Dear friend and listener Radia from the States, big fan of the show. Always gets in touch. Love to have her as a listener. Since you don't have anything in the mailbag, I'll help out. So immediately it starts with a neg on us, which is great. She says, "I have a man in my life."
But true.
She says, "I have a man in my life." Brackets. I'm shocked as well. Who does not understand why I'm so he doesn't understand why I'm so into you guys. Any advice on how to explain it? It's quite a mystery why you have so many female fans.
Two nigs.
Also, she says, tell James I thought he was high with his eyes. I'm glad to know he wasn't and that I am just racist.
I read a comment from someone who they said that their favorite member of Freaking Dangerous Bro was Pax.
Yeah.
And the other two are Eye Candy. So maybe. Yeah.
No, well, they said Pax is the smart one.
Yeah. And so maybe they're into us. Righty is into us because we're hot. Kid. Maybe it's because we're hot.
Maybe. Is it hotness?
Maybe this guy is jealous of our hotness. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's
I don't want to do that.
Red flag right here. Let's get this guy out of here.
That's a big red flag.
We might be actually creating a wedge in their relationship.
Okay, fine. Be with him, resent him for the rest of your life.
You know what? I am a little bit surprised that Radia is into us because our humor is particularly New Zealand-ish.
Yeah. Well, I think Radia from the mail that she's sent in the past has expressed that she's into Kiwi stuff. She's into the indigenous culture of New Zealand and New Zealand in general. So that's probably an extension of that.
Well, I think Radia's question was why a woman enjoy listening to
us? Oh, that was part of the question?
That was the second neg.
Oh, that was the second.
She's like, you seem to have a lot of female fans. I don't know. Maybe because we're sexy studs.
Mm. Yeah, well, I didn't think that we had a lot of female fans.
I mean, I think we kind of do, if I think about
do
it.
Do we? Oh, okay.
I don't know.
No one's sliding into my DMs. Oh. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, really?
Really? Oh.
My DMs is chocolate.
Not at all? I get so many DMs of like, hey, I'm a podcast listener and I want to touch your asshole.
Yeah, I get heaps of messages like that, being like, hey, I know you're with your partner, but if, you know, you need a third, you know. Yeah.
I would.
Do you get that, Jermaine?
I would like to make this statement right now to say, please don't slide into my DMs as a gag.
I think slide
because,
in.
Please, you're too loyal.
Slide in Jermaine's DMs.
Please don't.
Oh my god!
You might.
I'm begging you.
As a joke,
podcast listeners,
please,
I'm begging you. Slide into Jermaine's DMs.
You might drive a wedge in my marriage. You know, like.
No,
like,
I don't think.
Secretly,
I think. Here's the thing. Jermaine is overly loyal. I think Chelsea will find it hilarious, and she is secure in the marriage. Yeah. Slide in the DMs, please.
And here's the other thing. Jermaine, you have proof that this is a bit. So you have nothing to worry about. Everyone, every single listener, slide into Jermaine's DMs.
All I want to do is wingman my friend into having an affair.
That's all I've ever wanted to do.
Let me clarify that. I want to wingman my friend to having a comedy affair, not a real affair.
A comedy affair. Oh my god.
Just one for gags, you know.
I have to clarify
something real quick.
Oh.
Clarification. I'm gonna clarify this because I said it. I don't quite agree with it anymore.
I just want to clarify that I don't actually have a lot of people sliding into my DMs because I don't know if Esther is listening to this. She's going to be like, why are you messaging these people in your DMs?
Everyone, slide into James's DMs. Not as a gang.
No, don't do that.
He's hot. Try and hook up with him. Drive a wedge between his relationship with his girlfriend and let's just break them up.
I'd like to clarify something.
Oh, yeah.
I'll open the clarification.
The segment's still open. It's still open. It's still
open.
No, open another one. Close your one. Close your one and
yeah,
open
it. Oh,
one.
We're closing. Close it and then open it again.
Clarification. I'm gonna clarify this because I said it. I don't quite agree with it anymore.
That was the closing. Okay. Now I have to
open
my yours.
Open
now
my
open
one.
Dex's one.
Clarification. I'm gonna clarify this because I said it. I don't quite agree with it anymore.
Look, I said I have quite a lot of people sliding into my DMs. That's not true. I have an obscene amount of people sliding into my DMs.
All right, as a gag, stop sliding into his DMs, all right?
I want Pants
to feel terrible.
I want him
to be like, oh, no, no one's in my DMs.
It's driving a wedge into my marriage, and that's what I want, you know? So don't
right,
do that.
I
want
to wedge
close
that
the
shit
segment. Close the segment.
Clarification. I'm gonna clarify this because I said it. I don't quite agree with it anymore.
And that's the mail. That's the mail.
I just got out of
mail.
I ain't going back.
Beautiful.
That's beautiful.
We've read the email. Did we read the mail out? We don't have to solve any problems. Right?
No, this is not.
Yeah. Well, no. I think the advice is live your life, man. It's all right to like something that your partner doesn't like. That's fine. That's all good. If anything, that's healthy. Because that's just
most
for you,
of the
girl.
Things. Most of the things I like, my wife thinks is stupid. the majority of things.
But are any of your things watching like three women talk shit?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Three women who you could get in touch with. You could just message and say, hey, how you going? They'd probably respond. Could just, you know, and they just like, and you just like.
And they crack up.
You just like listening to the...
And one of them punches 6-year-old ones.
Yeah.
No, but that sounds really good.
Where do I find this?
Are you describing Sex in the City podcast? No. Okay. That's the end of the segments. Do we have time to do PAX's segment real quick or no?
Yeah, let's do it real quick.
Okay.
Yeah. What's PAX? What's your segment?
My segment is...
Did you see that? Is that right?
It's Did You See That, I think.
Oh, it's Did You See That. Do you have a Did You See That thing?
Holy shit. Did you see that? You know what time it is. Hey, did you see that? Did you see that?
There you go.
Thank you. So this week on Did You See That? Did you guys see, speaking of sliding into DMs, someone slowed into my DMs.
You someone fucking freak.
Someone slowed into my DMs.
Yeah.
And said something that didn't make
not good?
Me. No, it wasn't good. It wasn't good.
Okay,
but here's the thing. I need to clarify. Do not open clarifications. But I need to.
You say the word, man. I'm ready to go.
No, but I need to clarify that they thought that they were doing something nice. It's not that they were like intentionally trying to be mean.
Unintentionally hurtful.
Unintentionally a piece of shit. So, so this younger person, who I think is starting a podcast with his friend, I would assume. Mm-hmm. They're two young brown boys. And
hey. BIPOC boys.
BIPOC boys.
Oh, sorry, my apologies. And they hit one of them hit me up and asked me for advice. Mm. And I gave him some advice.
Mm-hmm.
And then
was it advice on how to get people to slide into your DMs more often?
No, or to slow it into your DM.
No, I genuinely said that I'm not the right person to give you advice because our podcast isn't that successful.
Yeah. If you and want then, like a small loyal following.
Yeah, if you want maybe 200 to 400 people who are like big fans of yours, but that number doesn't really grow, then. Then yeah, I'm your man. But if you actually want to develop a podcast that like grows and you can make it financially viable, then don't hit me up. And I genuinely said that. I said I'm not the right person. And then he goes, "Oh no, that's all good, man. Like I'm not hitting you up." This also hurt. I'm not hitting you up because of numbers. And I was like, excuse me? And then he was like, I'm hitting you up because you're a trailblazer.
Nice. Okay.
You are.
Trailblazer.
Not nice.
Why? What's...
Why not nice?
Because trailblazer is another way of saying you old and you washed. And I'm here to gain the wisdom.
Pax, you said, because you did, for behind the scenes curtain, look, peek behind the curtain.
You messaged
me saying, he said you're a pioneer.
Oh, yeah, pioneer? Sorry. A pioneer. That's even worse.
Oh.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's bad.
I think trailblazer's fine, because the trail can still be blazing.
No, sorry, not trailblazer.
You can have a young trailblazer.
Yeah, forget trailblazer.
But yeah.
Pioneer.
Pioneers
that's
are.
That's bad.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. You were in a bloody horse-drawn cart, you know, like
to him, pioneer. To him, yeah. I was like, I discovered the wheel.
Yeah. Trailblazer, you know, is like you're on a motorbike and it's leaving fire.
Blazing.
You're blazing.
No, I'm not a trailblazer. I'm sorry. My apologies. I'm a pioneer, which is so hurtful. Because
that's what you get. This is what it's like, Pax.
What, being old?
Yeah, to be called old. Welcome.
I don't like it.
To the frickin' club.
No, it's not actually. Because at least Pax's one is an accidental backhanded compliment. We just call you fucking old.
I would have talked about it on the podcast.
No,
the
you get called Matua, right?
Yeah, so, like, the first time I got called Matua. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, but it's inevitable, right? Because we started, we forget that we started doing stand-up 10 years ago.
Over 10 years. It's 2021,
for me it's
10.
For me, it's 10, because you started before
11
me.
11 for me. Yeah.
And so it's
like
been a long ass time.
3 years for me. I've been doing
I still,
it,
you started.
Mate.
Weren't you at the formation of the first comedy club?
Yeah. I was
gigging. It was
with,
like, rocks and shit.
I was gigging with bloody mate. I was a court jester and I'm king after.
When you
court.
Go over the, when you go over your time, they light a mate. Torch in the backwood fire and they mate, wave it bloody. In the back of the room.
Mate, I was roasting the king gear? On the rig. You know what I'm saying?
What kind of gear were you doing as a court jester?
Bro, I was just like putting on a funny voice and being like, "Oh, what about King Arthur? Eh, what's he like?" And then, "Oh, this guy," and everyone like crack up, and the king's like, "I kind of want to kill you, but this is like kind of, this is what this is, you know? Like the jester's the only one who makes fun of me, and I guess I just kind of have to allow this."
Did you any slapstick? Did you fall over and shit?
Yeah, it was mostly falling over, mostly tripping over my own sword and shit like that.
Shit like that. Tripping over my own sword and shit like that. Have you tried doing that?
Do you know what this is? Like riding Jermaine being the court jester in the Black Knight universe in the Martin Lawrence film.
I was riding on the back of a dwarf and like doing fake jousting and stuff.
Yeah, that's crap.
Yo, by the way, that's Black Knight. That's a great point.
Have you tried doing that gear in modern times?
Could I just open a clarification there, James?
Come on, jump in!
No, clarification.
Clarification. I'm going to clarify this because I said it. I don't quite agree with it anymore.
I shouldn't have said the word dwarf. I think it's little people.
Okay. Yeah, that's the right word now.
So yeah, and I probably shouldn't have done that joke at all. I'd like to apologize. I was just caught up in the moment. I was kind of trying to do
the fact that you are self-aware about it
of that era, right? Like I don't agree with that comedy, but that's the comedy that would have existed.
That was the only way you could be successful in that era.
In that era, yep. And it wasn't. It's not good.
Yep. Clarification. I'm going to clarify this because I said it. And I don't quite agree with it anymore.
Imagine a comedian getting cancelled because someone found out that they used to be a court jester and used to ride a little person, and so someone's like. I got information that you used to ride a little person back in medieval times. And you're like, yeah, but I've changed.
Come on, it's 500 years ago. I've learned so much
By
since
the way,
then.
This is also, this has accidentally become picture sketch. That's what this. That's what's happened.
Oh,
right
yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, it's picture sketch. We're in picture sketch now.
We've accidentally...
Pax, you're just a pioneer, man. That's fine. Accept it.
I don't want to be a pioneer. I want to be. I still, when I go to a comedy club and I go into a green room, I still feel like that young comedian who's like excited and doesn't feel like I'm one of the older people.
Here's what I want to say. Yeah. Here's the thing, Pax. Okay. Yeah. You are one of the older people. Like when you think of like, so when we started, all the comics who were above us, right?
Yeah.
Were like the headliners and they were the MCs and they were like you know, like.
And you used to look up to them and go,
and
oh,
there
were
so many
you know,
of them.
The ones.
Bro, there's not a lot above you anymore.
Yeah. We headline the classic packs. Like you are just a headliner. You are the guy now. You're there. You're old.
It's a sign of success, Pax.
I know.
No, do you know what, though? There's a caveat to this, okay? I will say, the reason you're a pioneer doesn't necessarily mean you're washed. It's because there weren't many people of your ethnicity who did it before you. And so it doesn't matter how old you are now. You could be fucking 25 and you'd still be a pioneer if you were the first one or one of the first to be an Aryan, Pakistani, in New Zealand. I am a pioneer of Filipino comedy. David roasts me for this exact same, like, makes fun of me. Goes, I used to watch you on TV when I was young. And I was like, motherfucker, you're 2 years younger than me. But technically, I'm a pioneer for him because I was on telly when he was still coming up. So.
Okay. Okay. I'm a pioneer.
Oh, don't get me wrong. You're old as fuck, though.
And I don't think I'm a pioneer for anyone because I was not the first Māori comic.
Oh, don't say that, Jermaine.
Don't say that, man.
There are a few before me who've gone on to, they're very much more successful than me.
Yeah, I mean, don't say that. I mean, there is Kota Forrester and like Taika. Yeah. I mean, Mike King was really successful.
Oh, did I hear it's time to talk about some fruit? Here we go. Fruit chat, here we go. Fruit chat, here we go. Fruit chat, fuck yeah, Jermaine.
I prefer my old sting. I don't want that one. No, I don't want you. I don't want you. I don't want you. Yeah, I want that one. Okay, here we go. Grapefruit. Fun facts. When found, it was named the forbidden fruit.
Ooh.
The grapefruit is said to be one of the seven wonders of Barbados.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
February is National Grapefruit Month. Close
ooh.
To see.
Ooh.
Wow.
Fruit chat. No, I don't want you. I don't want you. I don't want you.
I think that was the best fruit chat of all time.
I'm going to be honest.
That Barbados one? Slaps.
I'm going to be honest. I think I've already done grapefruit. Before.
You did do grapefruit. I knew that the first fact sounded thing, but I hadn't heard the Barbados one.
Yeah, this is a,
it was a rerun.
Yeah, when I've read it, I've read the facts, I was like, this is a vague memory.
Do you want some redemption? Do you want to do a new fruit, Jermaine?
Yeah, sure. All right.
Fruit!
No, I don't want you. I don't want you. I don't want you. Was that closing that one or opening a new
That's
one?
Opening it again.
Okay.
We're in fruit chat mode right now.
All right. I'm just Googling a different fruit. So just give me. All right. 10 fun facts about tomatoes.
You've done tomatoes.
You've done this one.
You've literally done this list.
You've literally done this exact list.
Okay.
Because we were like, tomatoes isn't even a fruit.
Well, it is. Okay. Interesting lychee facts. Lychee is a medium-sized tree that can reach 40 to 50 feet in height.
Yeah.
Lychee has a short trunk covered with smooth gray or black bark and low-spreading brownish-red branches.
Fruit chat.
No, I don't want you. I don't want you. I don't want you.
Nice stuff.
Yeah, thanks.
Lychee chat.
Yeah.
People really love fruit chat, Jermaine. I don't know if you know, but...
People love fruit chat.
People have, when we've announced, like when we announced the pod was coming back, people there were a couple of mentions of people wanting fruit chat.
So two,
specifically,
two people like fruit chat.
Well, I don't know if you've seen the audience numbers, Jermaine, but that's a lot.
That's a high ratio. It's a high ratio.
That's a lot of people.
So what were we doing? Did you see that? Is that over?
Yeah, Pax, it's fine. All right, accept
oh,
it.
Oh yeah,
okay.
That's right. By the way, we've hit 69 minutes.
Fuck
holy
yeah.
Shit, did you see that? You know what time it is. Hey, did you see that? Did you see that?
Come on, jump in!
Alright, so I guess we should do some lingering vibes.
Mm. Lingering vibes time, baby.
It's the lingering vibe. Lingering vibes that are lingering. They're still there in your dome, lingering around.
They ain't going anywhere.
One of the five. Oh, Pax, you've got a visitor?
No.
Can I help you, Byzantine?
No.
I'm very close to finish. Where are you going? Are you going somewhere? You want to go?
Like, leave?
I think my marriage is
ended. Is she leaving forever?
I think my marriage is just
she's like, can I just have a little chat about how to find your true joy? Like, I just want to...
Okay, I'll start. My lingering vibe is... I have to make another. I have to admit something.
What?
When I was,
what are you gonna admit?
When I was 21, I punched a 16-year-old. That's three. I've done it three times.
Oh my god!
Three punches.
Three all punches the same to guy. Three punches to three different younger people than me.
Oh my gosh!
Stop punching younger people than you, man.
It's the only people I feel confident against. Okay.
My lingering vibe is that it's been nice to do this podcast with you guys. Like, to be able to, like, every week, you know, like, we sit here and we be idiots. And I have an excuse to sit here and be an idiot, you know?
It's work, technically.
Yeah, it's work adjacent because it's still, you know, like there is still like, all right, we've got to find the time for it. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, but then I just get to sit here and be an idiot for a couple of hours. And so it's been real nice. I think it's been good. Here's my not using a sting self-care tip of the week. Do a podcast. With your friends and you can talk
with
to
your best buds.
Yeah, with your best buds. Yeah, that's my lingering vibe. This has been great and, you know, love you guys and, you know.
Oh.
Hope we all, when we can hang out in a few days.
Yeah. My lingering vibe is stay safe, everybody, especially if you're in Auckland. New Zealand's about to, you know, we're about to transition into a new period. We're no longer locked up, as the podcast title suggests.
Mm.
So, you know, stay safe, look after yourselves and your family, and, you know, do everything you need to do. in order that I'm just like, I'm dancing around, go get vaccinated, fuck. I'm just like dancing around, like saying it. I'm like, do what you need to do for your, why am I catering to people who are like, it's fine. Do go get vaccinated, protect yourselves and your family. And yeah, just be safe. That's, we love all the people who get in touch with us, all our listeners. We really love you guys.
This is real, and this
we
real quick,
appreciate everybody.
This real quick, come up with like a little saying to get, encourage people to get vaxxed.
Okay, go.
Go, Jermaine.
Do you want a jab? Do you want a jab, fuckhead? Do you want a jab?
A little too aggressive.
Okay.
If you don't like tax, then you must get vaxxed. Because no one likes taxes.
Oh, you're hitting the conservative base. I like
that. Okay. Go on, vax your sacks.
No, I've got a better one. I've got a better one.
Why is that funny?
Oh, no. Well, James, do you have one? What's your one?
If you want to be fab, go get your jab.
Okay.
Okay, now I've got a different one.
Nab a jab?
Okay. Make sure you get vaxxed. Make sure you get vaxxed. Make sure you get vaxxed. Meow!
I like smashed that one. It. Let's go with that
James,
one.
James, right. Could you beautiful. Actually record the get vaxxed version of that?
Big time. Easy. Yeah. I've got the template ready to
do
go.
But I want Esther to go. Meow!
Oh, should we do that? I will put the music underneath you singing.
No. Yeah, how do we do this? This is a lot of technical stuff. But I think we should have a version of this that only our listeners will understand, this random video.
Do it off pod. Because yeah,
we'll
I need to
I can do it. We'll do it I've got pod. A thing.
Anyway,
let's close
go.
That. Let's close that.
My wife's about to leave me,
all
right?
It's time to lay it all out on the table. All your emotions. Here we go. Lingering vibes.
Yeah, so that's it for the Locked Up series. Thank you to our listeners.
Thanks for listening.
And to the watchers for yeah,
shitheads
sticking with us. Yeah, like I said, it's been, you know, an excuse to hang out with my mates for a bit. Hope everyone is you know, going to be safe coming out of this situado. Yeah.
Situado, I love that so much. Thanks for listening. Music by SFT Beats.
Technical Wizardry by...
Jim
Gandalf the White.
James, did you know that...
could not move two different people.
James, did you know there's a...
Well, Jim Henson's a technical genius, he is.
James, did you know there's a Harry Potter game show starting on TV on Sunday?
What?
A Harry Potter game show.
A game show?
Yeah, game show. It's like people...
You can win money?
No, people, they represent houses. So like Slytherin House versus blah, blah, blah house. And it's a game show. It's like they compete.
Where is this happening?
It's on TV too. It starts on Sunday.
What the heck is this? Wow, I just saw it.
Yeah.
Oh my, it's Helen Mirren's hosting it.
There you go.
What the heck?
Merry Christmas. I hope...
I just, when I said wizardry...
Rowling's not getting any money from that.
When I said wizardry, it made me think of that.
Oh, she definitely is. She's getting so much money from it.
That fucking Hogwarts game looks incredible, and I'm like, I want to play with all my heart, but I want to pirate it because I don't want to give her any money.
So much money!
Okay, what else? Kid Punching by...
Peck. And only Peck. Being cute about it?
KFC, don't come at me if you're younger than me or I'll punch you.
KFC sponsorship by...
KFC.
Not us.
Well, I mean, like, on the down low, I'll take your money to secretly talk about KFC, you know? Like,
KFC eating directly after this podcast, bye?
Definitely all of us.
All of us.
We're going to go, guys, let's go to the park. I'm going to buy some KFC. I'll meet you there. Craighaven. I'll see you at Craighaven. We'll go down by the dog bit where the dogs run up over the thing. There's not a lot of people there.
Listening by...
The listeners.
Jay Sean. Oh.
Who's also one of the listeners.
Yeah. Man, this is the longest one I think we've done.
Okay, I actually gotta go.
That's season finale. Okay. Okay. Well, bye, thank you for listening, guys.
Bye, guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.